V'yemhoye koyin, let's say the husband was a koyin, loitodarima b'movoy, he can't live with her in the same street even, in the same movoy. Imhoye kfar kotin, it was in a small town, so hoye maisir, this is a story, for yarmu they said kfar kotin nidin kishchuna, that it's also, if it's in a small town, everybody knows one another, you should not live there in the same city, in the same small town, that your wife, that your grusha lives there. So the Gemara, mi nidche b'fnei mi. So who has to leave? In the case that says a small town, who has to leave the house? You or the grusha? Like, who has the right to stay there, and who has to leave? So, Toshima d'tanya, he nidches miponov. She is thrown away from him. Like, if he's still living there, then she, the grusha, has to leave the neighborhood. And he doesn't have to go away because of her. Let's say though this chotzer belonged to her, it's her backyard, it's her courtyard, and then he has to go out. Since she owns it, she has the right to stay in her own property, and the husband has to leave. Or the one that he after gave her get. We have a kasha like this. What's going to be in the case that this courtyard belonged to both of them? To the wife and to the ex-wife and to the husband. What's going to be? Who has to leave now? Toshima, it says, he nitchet miponov. She has to leave in front of him. Now, but my askina, what are we talking about? Ilayma b'chotze shaloi, that the courtyard b'chlal belongs to the husband. Pshita, avada, she has to leave. It's his, he owns it. Of course she has to leave. V'yelo b'chotze shaloi, elma, you want to tell me a story about where she owns the courtyard? Freddy Gemara, it's not true then. V'atanya, we learned. Himoisa chotze shaloi, if the courtyard belonged to her, who nidcha miponeh? Then he has to go out. He has to leave. Because since she owns it, she has a right to stay there. So where is there a case that we say she has to leave because of him? Elolav ki agavna. Who is talking about where they both own the courtyard? They're shutfim. They both own the courtyard together. In such a case, we say that she has to leave and not him. So the Gemara knows, Dilma di Ogor Meger. Maybe what she only rented it. Maybe there's no proof in such a case. Or maybe in a case where they both rented it. Neither of them owned it. Maybe that's the case where she has to leave and not him. But maybe in a case where they both own it, we don't know what the locker is. So my heavier law, what's the maskon? In a case where they both owned it, Toshima, the Pasuk says, Hini Hashem etatalecho, that means tiltalo gover. Hashem will move you around like moving around a man. What does that mean by a man? The Yom Rav, tiltulei de gavro koshim et yisiso. It's harder for a man to move around than for a lady. Therefore, we have a suffix, which one to move, and Echnami will tell the lady to move, and not the man. The man has the right to stay there. Tana Rabbanu, we learned like this. What's going to be, Lova Heimeno, Benichse Avia? He borrowed money, B'Yashi, when they were still married, from her father's property. Rashi Shoye, B'Yoda, Nichse Melug. She had, Nichse Melug, she had property belonging to her father. Father gave her, and the husband borrowed it from her. Is Eina Nefras, Eloy Deyacher. Now, lady, after he gives her a get, when she wants to collect the money, she's not allowed to go into his house to collect the money. She has to send a messenger, somebody else, to collect the money. Are they achar? Rashi Shlomi Karvenu B'Dvaron, they shouldn't talk together. And Amar Rav Sheshes, V'yosu L'Kamon L'Din, if they come in front of us for a Din Torah, Lo Mitakin and Lo, we don't listen to them. Because we don't talk, let them both handle a Din Torah together. Rav Popu Rav Shemaitim Meshatin and Lo, we even put them into Shamtoi. Rafuna brother Yeshua Negudinami Minadinale, they give them like Malkus. And Amr Rav Nachman, Tono we learned Biova Rapsin and Bob Rashim Sechti, it's Gemara. Penedavo Mamurim Shenizgar Shimin Anasuyan. When are we afraid we don't want to be together at all? When they gave her a gift after they lived together. When they had Nisuyan already, they were already married with Nisuyan, they lived together, and then he gave her a get. Avogeshnizgar Shimin Erisin. But in the case where you gave your wife a get after you only had Kedushin, and you never lived together yet, then then we're not afraid we let you or she herself is allowed to go and collect the money from the husband, from her ex-husband. Sheliba gaspa, because she wasn't that close with him, they never lived together, therefore she's allowed to go and collect the money from him. There was a man and a lady, they both had kedushin together. Rashi says, koyin hoy, it was a koyin, and all they had was just kedushin, they didn't have the suyin yet. The yosla came in the rubber, they came in front of rubber. Is Yosef Rabada Bamasna Kaimei, where he sat in front of them. Uki Rava Shluchi Bentayu. He put a shliach between the two of them. Omale Rabada Bamasna, Omer Rav Nachman, Ton of Yov Rapsa, London of Rapsa, that Loishonu, when do we have a shliach in between? Only when they had Nisuyin, when they lived together. But if they only had Kedushin, then they're allowed to talk to one another. We don't have to have a shlichim between them. And Eretz and Arus were Sasa, they only had Kedushin together. Or Malay entered back, Kochazina the Kogaisi Badodi. I saw these two, this couple, they were very close together. Trashi Makirin, Zebri Maisim, I saw the way they were winking, making signs to one another. So here I was afraid I had to put a shlichim between them. Somebody in between, they should not talk directly one to another. Somebody should be in between. And Nika the army, some said, Lo yuki Rav shlicha bentayu. Rav did not put a shlicha between the two of them. His omale Ravada b'masna nekema shluchi bentayu. So Ravada Rachma said, Nu, let's go put a shlicha between the two of them. Don't have it interlude. Don't let them two talk together. Omale said back, why? I have omale v'yomer Rav Nachman ton of yovar rabsi. We learned in the sect of rabsi. That what? That loishonu elim in anasuyin. But in the Eretz they're allowed to talk together. Omalei hani mili heichad legaisi badodi. Only when they're not, they don't look so close together. Aval hani the kochazino lu the geisi badodi. Here I saw the way the two were very close together. I'm afraid of them. Therefore, I wanted to have a shlichim between them, even though they only had kedushin and not nesuin. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding the Mishnah Daf Chof Chesam Aleph. The Mishnah says, "V'yelo ne'monim lohoyid begoidlon ma'ashiro bekoitnon." These are the people that are nemat the sayedus. Now that they're older, what they saw when they were cotton, and there's only a din de rabbonin because midiraisa avada the edus is possible. Midiraisa to say edus, you have to be kosher metchilu v'yad soifoi, and a cotton is not allowed to say edus. A cotton can't say edus. So over here, you have to. So it's only a drabbonin de kalocha why we believe him. Like we'll see in the Mishnah. Neman adam loymar zek sav yodoi shalaba. A person's allowed to say, this is the signature of my father. In other words, you're coming to be mekayim shtar, which we know kiyim shtar is only midrabbonin. So midrabbonin, we believe you that now the son is a godel. But the son is saying, I remember, I recognize, this is my father's signature, even though my father died a long time ago, when I was still a cotton. So I only recognize the signature when I was a cotton. Still is allowed to say now, Edus, that this is his father's signature. Vizek sav yodai shorebi. Same thing, allowed to say, this is the signature of his Rebbe. Even though, when did he recognize, how does he know his Rebbe's signature? Because when he was a cotton, he learned by this Rebbe. So he remembers when he was a cotton what the signature looks like. Now he's allowed to say this now that he's a godel. V'zek sav yodai shalacha. The same thing. This is the signature of my brother. Same thing. Even though I only recognized it when I was a cotton, I used to see it. Still, you're allowed to say this now since you're a godel right now. Same thing. Zochar yisi. A person can say, I remember the ployness of this kala or this lady sheyotze behinuma. That when she had a chuppah, she was a psula, and the mela therefore a ksub is $200. And how do I know it? Because I remember by the chuppah I saw the way she went out benuma. We had the Mishnah before. A Venetia goes out benuma. Was a machleik is exactly what it means. A special type of a chuppah they had then, or else it was a veil she wore over her face. But the psulas at that time used to wear these things. So if you say Adis that you saw that she was wearing these things at a chuppah, you could say Adis that she was a psula, and therefore it's a question now, how much of a ksuba should she get? You have a right to say that she deserves to get $200. She was a psula at the time. The same thing for Roisha Prua. Or else you say this now when you're a gadol, that you remember at the time when you went to her chasna, when you were by a chuppah, you saw the way her hair was uncovered then. That's also a proof that she was a psula at the time, and not an amana, not a bula. Another thing is Vishoya Ish Ploini Yoitsa Mibes HaSefer Litfoil Lecho Betruma. You're allowed to say also that you remember when you were a kid in school in Cheder, you saw the way they took out another person and put him into the mikvah, that he could eat Truma. In other words, you want to say upon somebody else that he is a Kohen. So also you're allowed to say it now that you're a Godel. Even though, how do you know it? At the time when you were a Kohen, you remember the way he went out of Cheder. Still you're Neman. Who are then you're allowed to say that this person, this Kohen, used to receive Truma? Ala Gurin means down by the fields. So farmers used to give that person Truma. Also, you're allowed to say. All these Eidos you're allowed to say. Rosh Hashanah said that this place is a Beis HaPeres. A Beis HaPeres, as we'll see in the Gemara, that's a like a Beis HaKforos Midrabonin. So we once knew there was a kever, a mace was buried there, and the question is, was it taken away or not, or was it plowed over or not? So it's a shal exactly how far the tumah goes. So you're allowed to say to how far you know the tumah goes. You're never to say in the Beis HaPeres that ad havamokam azeh Beis HaPeres. You're allowed to say this part of the field is the place where the kever was, and not the other parts of the fields. Vayta v'yad kan hayinu boyim b'shabbos. Also, you're allowed to say this, that you know how far the Tchum Shabbos is. We know you're only allowed to walk outside the city. Alpayim Amma, 2,000 Amas. So you're allowed to say that I remember when I was a kid, this was the line where we were allowed to go. Like, this is the Tchum outside the city. So now that you're a Gadol, you're allowed to say that you remember when you were a Katan, this was the place we used to walk up until here on Shabbos. But you're not allowed to say, even though you're a Gadol now, you're not allowed to say that you remember when you were cutting that Reuven had to write a road through this field. In other words, this Mokum now is Shimon's Mokum. It's Shimon's field. And some you want to say this, that Reuven has a derech, has a road to go through that field. He's allowed to go through the field. There it's a shadow of mumness already. Like you want to be Nema to take away a part of the field belonging to Shimon and give it to Reuven. Like you're saying Reuven has the right to have a derech, to have a road through your field. So on this you're not Nema, this is a shadow in your eyes already. A shadow of Oitzoyis moment, take away money. There we go, boss of the Edis of the Yeraisa, is that you have to be a Godol when you saw the Edis also. Here that you, when you saw it, you were a cotton, you can't say Edis later now that you're a Godol. The same thing, Maimid, Umispeid, Hoya, Leploni, Pamokum Azir. The same thing, you can't say somebody else owns property on this field. That what did they do with this property? Either Maimid means they made them our mothers and used to make a Levayim. They used to carry the mace and then stop, make seven stopping, seven mamodas. Or else the Mispeid used to say Aspeidim. So you're not allowed to sell that this part of the field belongs to somebody else. Because this already is a shail of Mumnis, a shail of Nisidiraisa. Here you have to have good Adis. Why is the Ksuba different? We'll see why Ksuba is different. Why by Ksuba, the Mishnah before is Mashma, that this aid is allowed to say that he remembers when he was a Katan, that he saw the Chuppah, that she was Yotza Beinuma, or Rosha Perua. So we'll see he's saying a Shaila Mumnus over there. He's telling us how much of the Ksuba she deserves. So there the Gemara says that since Raiv Noshim, Basulas Nisais, even come out without your edus, we have a roiv to say that she was a psula. She deserves $200. There's only a small shash that maybe she was a bula or an amona. Therefore, we believe with rabbanon such edus. And the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua, v'u sheyesh gadol imoy." You should know that the Mishnah says a person is allowed to be an aid to say something that you remember that you saw when you were cutting. So in these cases, you need to aid him. Only one of them could be like this. But the second aid has to be a Gadol. V'ushiyesh Gadol ima. You have to have a Gadol with him also. But don't think that you never two people like this. Only one aid could be like this. That he's saying now what he remembers when he saw when he was a cotton. But the other aid has to be a good aid that saw the aidus when he was a Gadol. Now the Gemara says, "Otzricha." I need the chidushim of all the cases in the Mishnah. The Yashmin and Aviv, if we only say the first chidush, that a son is allowed to be Mekayim a shtar if a son sees the way his father signed on the shtar. Shtar HaVod was alone, and there was Edom there. Now the son wants to be Mekayim the shtar. So the son says, "I recognize this is my father's signature." And we're saying that he's allowed to say it, even if his father died when he was still a young boy, and he only remembers it from the time when he was young. Still, now that he's a Gadol, he's allowed to say the Seidus. So if we only would have said this case, Meshum Neshchiach Kavei, because the son is always by his father. Therefore, it's good why you recognize your father's signature, even though at that time you were a cotton. Avo Rabboi, but by your Rebbe, Loi, you're not so Shchiach by your Rebbe, you don't sleep by him, you don't eat by him, you're not that close to your Rebbe. Is, I would think maybe you're not Nemo to say this is your Rebbe's signature, since you only remember it when you were a cotton. V'yashmin and Rabbi, if it would have said in the Mishnah only the case of the Rabbi, that you're allowed to say now that you're a Gadol, I remember this is my Rebbe's
signature, Mishum the Yisleh and so the Rabbi, because a person has fear for his Rebbe, so for sure he wouldn't lie, for sure he'd only say it if he recognized it 100%. Avol Aviv Loi, but maybe for his father, no, he doesn't fear his father as much as he fears his Rebbe. So maybe by his father he would lie about the signature, or not lie, but even though he doesn't know it 100%, he would still say Eidus on it. So I need both Chidushim. V'yashmin and Hanitark, if the Mishnah would have just said these two cases, your father and your Rebbe, Aviv the Shriach Gabei, for Rabbi the Yisle Emsa, because your father you're always close, you're always with him, and your Rebbe you fear him, therefore we trust you. Avol Ochi, but to say this is your brother's signature, that you remember the way he signed when he was a katan, the less lay loyho. For loyho, you're not afraid of your brother, and you're not so shchiach by your brother. Ey maloy, kamash malon, still the chiddush, still you believed. And what's the hezbar? That kivon dekiyim shtoros midirabonin, since that we have to be mekayim mishtar, that Bezin is afraid maybe the signatures were forged, is only the rabbonim dekachshash, like Rashi says, because we had the Gemara before, that midiraisa, Rashi says, loy binim kiyim. Midiraisa, when you have a shtar, you do not have to check out the edus. The Yomar Rosh Lakish, edim achsumam al ashtar, is nasa kimishenechkaru edusim abezdin. Midiraisa is a new svara, when you go to make up a shtar, a document, people are afraid to lie. It's something written, you can check it out later, people are afraid to lie. So midiraisa avada the svara is that the shtar is a kosher shtar. That we have to check out the edim to make sure it wasn't forged, is only midirabonin. Therefore the Gemara says, Hemnu rabbonin midirabonin. The rabbonin believe this person to say edis, even though when he says he remembers the signature, it was because he was a katan, he was a young boy at the time, still is allowed to say it. Because since though edis is only midirabonin, so the rabbonin have a right to believe them by their cases. But then the Mishnah says, you're allowed to say that you remember when you were a katan, you went to her chuppah, and you saw at the chuppah the way she was wearing her hair uncovered. So that was a proof that she was a psula. She deserves to get now a ksuba if now the husband's giving her a get, or the husband died, so she has a right to collect $200. More my timer, how come over here the chur to shalom mumnis, the shalom deraisa to take out money? Why do we believe this person to say what he saw when he was a katan? That there it is, kivon the roiv noshim besulas nisais, since most kallahs that get married, besula is the first time, is gilu milsa biyamu. Come out like only gilu milsa, only uncovering something. So that's why with Rabbonin, they believe such a person to say this, even though you're only saying what you saw when you were a katan. Rashi says, the bottom Rashi, gilu milsa biyamu kleimar. Ein adav etzarech edus. It's not really something that needs edus here. El lepirsum sheyotza adin lior b'lo gimgum. Just to make something clear, like anyway, most probably we naman to say that she was a psula. Just to make it clear without any doubts. So in such a case, we believe such an aid. Vayta v'shoy ish ploini yotze mibeis ha-sefer litfo lecha b'truma. You're allowed to say you remember the way such a person went out from cheder and went to the mikvah in order to eat truma, so you want to tell us that he's a kosher kohen. For the Gemara of Dilma Eved Kohenu, what's the proof to say he's a kosher miyuchas nika kohen? Maybe he's only an eved, and the locker is an eved of a kohen is also allowed to eat truma. So Melo the eved had to go to the mikvah. So what's the proof to say that he's a kosher kohen? Maybe this person that went down to the mikvah is only an eved. So how could you say Eidus here that he's a kosher kohen? Gemara says, Messiah Leila Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. There's a proof to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Also, liyodom sheyilmad es avdai Torah. You're not allowed to teach your Rebbe, even your Rebbe, Nebet Kanani, you're not allowed to teach him Torah. So here it's talking about that you remember when you were in Cheder, the way this other Bocho went out from Cheder to go to the mikvah, teach Ruma. So he was in Cheder learning Torah. If he was an Eved, he wouldn't be in Cheder learning Torah. Since he came out of Cheder, out of learning, it's a proof that he wasn't an Eved. So therefore, what was he? He had to be a Kosher Kain. So therefore, we're allowed to say he's a Kosher Kain. For the Gemara Veloy, is it true that you can't teach an Eved Torah? For a Tanya, we learned like this, the Gemara in Gidden. Lova Heimenu Rabbi, let's say the Rebbe, the Master, borrowed money from the Eved, from his own Eved. Lova Heimenu Rabbi. Oishos a rabbi apotropos.